How many today already continues to study the Word of the Lord? How many know that we're in a series that we're calling Joy to the World? Joy to the World. And we started this last week, and today we're going to continue. I'm going to be very aware of time, so don't be worrying. Some of you look at your watches already. I know, thinking, Pastor, you're getting a little later start than usual. I'll be very time sensitive today. I'll give you the Word of the Lord. If you'll pay attention, those who have ears to hear will pay attention. All right, if you're alert, then I'll give it to you today in a timely manner. But last week we talked about capture the moment. We talked about capture the moment last week, and we talked about how important it is not to let Christmas pass you by, but to capture the moment of what it really means to celebrate Christmas. And I gave you those stats earlier today, but we talked about last week that 5 out of 10 people will live worried about the future, and the other 4 out of 10 will live worried about Christmas's past, and only 1 out of 10 will actually capture the moment of Christmas and enjoy Christmas for what it is. And today we made a covenant last week that we were going to capture the moment and we were going to enjoy Christmas for what it was, the birth of our Savior. How many know today we have a choice? We have a choice, and I'm going to talk to you about this choice today, about how to share the joy. How to share the joy. Today we know it's a choice to share the joy of the Lord. It's a choice that you make. Do you know that? It's a choice that I have to make. It's a lot of things happening about Christmas. At the core of Christmas is really about the good news. Do you know that? The core of Christmas, capturing the moment, experiencing the joy, sharing the joy of Christmas, is all about sharing the good news. It's all about sharing the good news of Christmas. Let's look at our text in Luke 2, verse 10 and verse 17. It says, "The angel said to them, the shepherds that were out in the field, 'Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people.'" Then verse 17 says, "When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they had been told about this child." That's it. This is what the good news is about. Someone told them, and they went to tell somebody else. This is the pattern we see here about the joy of Christmas. The joy of Christmas is sharing the good news of Christmas. It said the angels came to them, told them, hey, Christ child's being born. They went there, they found the Christ child, and then they left there, and they went and told somebody else. That's the joy of Christmas, is telling people the good news about Christ. I mean, most people today, you want to share good news, don't you? I mean, when you hear good news, you just can't help it. You want to call somebody up and tell them the good news. I mean, when something happens in my day, that's something I want to tell my wife, I call her up. I'm buzzing her. I'm answer your phone. Woman, please, I got some good news. You know, and I can't wait to tell her the good news is happening and something that's funny has happened or something good's happened. I mean, you can't wait to tell good news. I mean, that's just the way we naturally are. I mean, if you went home today and opened up the mailbox and you had a check for $25,000 there that said, "Merry Christmas," would you go take it in and just put it in the cabinet and say, "Oh, that's good"? No, you'd be like, "Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo! Hallelujah!" You'd be calling everybody, "Oh, God is good." You know, revival would be breaking out in your home. You'd have a little shout down right there. You'd be feeling it right there. Taking that check. "I told you, honey!" You know, it'd be great news. And you'd be calling all your friends and family. You'd be telling them. Good news is hard to keep in, isn't it? Good news is hard to keep to yourself. You want to tell people about the good news. Then why is it we have a hard time telling people about the good news of the gospel? What is it that sometimes can keep us from sharing the good news? As Scripture says, that's what Christmas is all about. It's about sharing the good news that our Savior has come. That's what Christmas is about. It's about that we were in need of a Savior, and He came. And the Bible tells us that this is the joy of spreading the good news. And just like we would not keep from telling people if we got a $25,000 check in the mail, we'd be calling all of our friends. That's the same attitude that we are to have when it comes to the gospel, that we are called to share the joy of the gospel. That Christmas is about sharing the joy of our spirit, the joy of the good news. So how do I do that? How do I share the joy of Christmas? How do I share the joy of this good news? Well, number one, if you want to tell the good news, I must, first of all, I got to enjoy it myself. You got to learn to enjoy it yourself. Before you can pass it on, you got to learn to enjoy it yourself. Scripture says, I bring you good news of great joy. Look, the angel said to him, I bring you good news of great joy. So the question is, how does the good news become joy in your life? I've got to enjoy it myself. How does that happen? First of all, when it becomes personal. I mean, I'm going to be excited if you won $25,000. Someone sent you that check in the mail. Let's praise the Lord. Make sure you pay your tithes. Hallelujah. Amen. We're right there. I'm excited. But I'm a lot more excited than when it comes personal to me, right? It's just the way it is, you know. I rejoice with you. But, man, I'm a lot more excited when it happens to me. That's just the way we are, right? And so joy becomes overflowing our life when it becomes personal. And so today, if you've never experienced the joy of Christmas, maybe it's because you've never experienced the joy of salvation in your life. Maybe you've never experienced that joy of making Christ first in your life. And it starts right there, making it personal. Christmas is about great joy. It's about my life in Jesus Christ, that He has forgiven me of all the wrong things I've done, of all the sin in my life. It's about celebrating the goodness. The great joy of Christmas is this, is that I have a hope. That's the great joy of Christmas, is that I have a hope. When the world is not at peace, and when the world is in turmoil, I have a hope. That's the joy of Christmas. That I have a hope. That you have a hope. The good news, and the really good news, is the good news is this. That it's worth sharing. And we have good news worth sharing. Psalms 107, verse 2 says, all you set free by God, tell the good news. This is what we're commanded to do. All of you set free by God, tell the world. All of you set free by God, tell the world. We are called. If you've been a Christian here today, we're called to spread the good news. We're to tell the world what Jesus has done in our life. That's the very basics of Christmas 101. And not just Christmas, it goes over to January and February and March and April and May and every month of the year. It's this basis that we are called to spread the good news. Then what other time than when we celebrate the birth of Christ? That our Savior has come. We are called to be people who enjoy it first. And you got to learn to enjoy that. Because if you can't learn to enjoy your salvation, you'll never spread it on. Well, how do you enjoy your salvation? Well, today it's very easy when you always remember that you and I were once lost, but now we're found. That I was a sinner, and I've been saved by grace. That alone should make you joyful to know that I was condemned to die by sin. But through God's grace, I have been given the gift of eternal life. That those who accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, confess Him as Lord and Savior of life, confess your sins to Him, that we have eternity to spend with Jesus. That we have eternity to spend in heaven. That hell is not my destination. Now, that alone should be enough joy for anybody. That alone should be enough joy to say, you know what? That's some pretty good news. Lake of fire, heaven. I mean, this doesn't take rocket science here. That I might realize that, man, it's by God's grace, I should be joyful. That, know what? That I was a man condemned to die. I was a woman condemned to die through my sin. And Jesus Christ died for me. That I can have eternal life in Him. That's how I enjoy it. And how do I do that? So how do I live it? Well, Pastor, I was excited when that first happened, but it's been a while. And sometimes I have a hard time keeping it fresh. So how do you do that? How do you keep the joy fresh in your life? I say to you, live it day by day. It comes day by day. It's a day by day thing that you enjoy your salvation. It's a daily choice that I get up today and say, God, I'm going to thank you that you died for me. God, I'm going to thank you that I was a man condemned to die. That I was a woman who deserved death. But God, you have given me eternal life to spend with your Son, Jesus Christ. That's the hope that I have. That there'll be a place of no more sorrow. That there'll be a place of no more tears. There'll be a place of no more sickness. A place of no more death. That's the hope that I have. That's the good news that I have. That I don't have to choose to go to hell. I have a life to choose of hope and peace. That when I live here on earth, that even though, yeah, there may be a hell going on around me, but I can live in a heaven spirit right here. Because I have a hope in Jesus Christ. I have a hope in the Holy Spirit, that knowing that I shall overcome. That I know that all things that I go through in my life, an end. The purpose is this, that I have eternity. That is the good news. And that's a daily choice. It's a daily choice. Philippians 4:4 says, be full of joy in the Lord always. And I will say it again, be full of joy. Some versions say, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. I mean, this is how you enjoy it, by learning this. It says, be full. We're called to be full of joy in the Lord always. It says, and then after you're doing that, then again, do it again. I mean, we're called as Christians to be people who have the joy of the Lord in the fullness of our heart. And today, if you're walking around with your joy tank about half empty, or maybe at the bottom, you are never called to walk that way. You are never called as a Christian. We are called to walk with our joy tank up here. We're called to walk with our joy tank up here that we can spread the good news. Listen, if I can't enjoy the gospel, if I can't enjoy what God's done for my life, how can I tell somebody else about it? If I don't enjoy being a Christian, then how am I going to invite somebody else to be a Christian? That's why I believe, we don't believe in stuff called Christianity around here. We don't believe in religion. We want to enjoy serving the Lord together. That's why we laugh together. That's why we worship together. That's why we're real people with real problems, and face real issues in our life. I mean, there's nobody here being put on a pedestal. There's nobody here that we're saying, this is, you know, listen, I want you to be excited about the place you worship because I want you to invite friends. You're not going to invite people here if you don't enjoy it. I made a commitment a long time ago. If I didn't enjoy the church I pastored, then I wasn't going to pastor it. Listen, I grew up in church and in a lot of boring churches. Oh, it drove me crazy because as I studied the gospel is not boring. This is not a bunch of things about I got to do this to get it. No, it's about a relationship and freedom in Christ. It's about I've been set free through God's grace to enjoy life, to enjoy my purpose in life. And if I can't enjoy my life, how can I tell you need to live like me? Oh, this is just the truth, isn't it? If I can't enjoy my life, then how can I tell my friend that he needs to enjoy his life? Oh, God's going to make a difference in your life. And he's like, yeah, I want to be like you. Man, you're always down. You've always got a bad attitude. And you want me to be like you. Okay. But when you come in and say, you know what? You know, I know I've had a bad attitude, but you know what? The more I think about it, the more I know that God's in control of my life. I'm just not going to worry about the things I'm worrying about. I'm sorry, bud. I'm sorry about the way I've been acting. I'm going to enjoy life. You know what? And your friends say, why are you so happy for today? I know you're going through maybe a divorce in your life, or maybe you're going through this in your life, or maybe you got this happening. Why are you so happy? Because I know this one thing. The joy of my salvation shall carry me through. The joy of the Lord shall be my strength. My strength doesn't come from my problem. My strength doesn't come from what the world says. My strength doesn't come from CNN. My strength doesn't come from Fox News. My strength comes from the Lord. That's my hope. That's my joy. And so I've got to experience it myself. I've got to learn to experience it myself on a daily basis. You know, at Christmas, we have so many traditions. And I mean, more than ever, traditions clash. Santa Claus clashes with Jesus. Maybe some of you have seen this commercial before, the spinoff of the Mac versus, you know, PC commercial. Here's a Santa Claus versus Jesus. Play that.
I'm Jesus.
I'm Santa. You know, Jesus, you and I are pretty much equals.
Oh, yeah? How's that?
We both dabble in miracles.
Okay, yeah, sure. What kind of miracles do you do?
Yeah, I slide down chimneys.
Okay.
And I make reindeer fly. I deliver presents to every boy and girl in the entire world.
Is that really a miracle, though? I don't know if that's...
It's in one night.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, it's good time management, but I don't think that's really a miracle. You know, for me, what I did was I came to Earth, and I made it so the lame could walk, the blind could see, the deaf could hear. Plus, I died for everyone's sins and then rose from the dead.
I turned water into wine.
No, you didn't.
I want to.
I mean, this time of year, it's so easy to see tradition kind of collide with what the truth is, isn't it? You know, Santa comes a savior. And, you know, let me say this to you. I'm not a humbug. I love tradition. Man, we have a lot of Christmas traditions in our house. I love it all. Now, some of you, maybe you have a freedom. Maybe you don't like the traditionalism of Christmas because you feel like it takes away from God, Easter on, okay? We're not here to argue that. I happen to love it, okay? Because I like to enjoy life. I love the tradition of being with family and decorating and holiday dinners and gift giving. I love all those things. But listen, those things do not come in place. Those things should never come and crowd out what really is the important part of Christmas. An important part of Christmas is this, is that the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is this, that joy to the world. The Lord has come. That's the most important thing about Christmas. Let's don't allow tradition to scoot that out of our life. Because listen, if you're looking for tradition, will only bring emptiness. Tradition may bring a short joy for a short period of time. Tradition may sometimes be painful to go through if you had some painful traditions growing up as kids. But whatever it is, tradition is not what's going to bring the happiness. It's the joy of the Lord that's going to bring happiness to your life. Tradition is not going to forgive you your sins. It's Jesus Christ and your relationship with Him. That's where the joy comes from. The joy. Psalms 107, verse 22 says, with joy they should tell what He has done. Who in the world wants to hear somebody tell the good news without joy in their life? I don't. If you want to sell me a product, don't bring it to me and go, well, this may work or may not. You go to buy a car, someone says, well, it may work one day, but next week it may not start for you. Okay, I want someone who's excited about what they're selling. It's the passion of what people sell is what makes me interested in that product. The passion of the salesman, the passion of what they're talking about. Someone says, hey, I've tried this and it works. This is a quality thing that interests me. And so today in our life, we have an obligation as Christians, we're commanded as Christians to share the good news with joy. With joy. Joy should rule our lives on a daily basis. Pastor, you mean that we don't have hard troubles? No, you're going to have hard things, but joy should always be the rule of my life. Number two, I must make time to tell the good news. Simply put, I must make time to tell the good news. Galatians 4:4 says, when the right time came, God sent His Son to be born of a woman. God had the right timing for His Son to come. It says, when the right time. And God has the right time. And you and I, there's a right time for us to spread the joy. But that right time will never come if we don't make time for it. Because our schedules are so full. Let me just tell you this. In Matthew 11:28, let me read this to you. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Why is it that we find rest in the Savior? We find our joy, our rest, our comfort in the Lord. But at Christmas time, the very time we should be going to Him the most, we fill all the schedule up with everything else. I mean, when else but the month of December do you cook so many cakes and pies and cookies? You got to cook a cookie for this and bake cakes for this, and you got to take something for this party. And when else do you have so many parties in your life you got to go to in December? When else do you write everybody you know a letter and send them a card in the mail? December. When else do you buy everybody who's close to you a present? December. I mean, you got all these things happening. And we're cramming a whole year's worth of things in 1 month. We're doing it all, and it's just crazy. And then when we get through the craziness, there's no time to experience the joy of the Lord in our life. And if you're going to do that, you're going to have to make time. You're going to have to make time. Every time you stop at a red light this Christmas, I hope that you say, you know what? That red light reminds me I need to stop and make time to experience the joy of the Lord in my spirit. Every time you stop at a stop sign, I hope that a trigger goes off in your mind. You know what? This Christmas, I need to make time to have joy in my life, to receive the joy of my salvation. I want to capture the moment of Christmas. And you've got to capture, you've got to make time for it. We're busy people. Psalms 90, verse 2 says, teach the number our days and to recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. Wow. Teach us to number our days and to recognize how few they are. Help us to spend them as we should. This is what I talked about, living in the past or living in the future. Worried about what's going to happen and worried about what's already happened. Learn to live in today. Help us to number our days. Realize that our time here on earth is a very short time. I did a funeral this week, and I shared at that funeral that there's no U-Haul being carried behind this hearse today. All the things we're so busy for, trying to do in our life, really doesn't matter. What really matters? that person who had deceased could speak to us today, what would he say? He would say, spend more time with your kids. Spend more time with your spouse. Love people. Love your family. Say I love you more. Spend those times together. Those are the things he's not going to say. He didn't say, hey, why don't you go work another shift, Dad, to make some extra money? Why don't you go buy the newest, biggest car you can? Why don't you try to upgrade the biggest house you can get? He's not going to say those are the things that really matter in life. He said, what really matters is this right here, family, family. And so we got to realize that we are our days are numbered. And what's really important? The important thing is this, that me and my house, we're ready to meet the Lord. Not only me and my house, but we're called to share the good news of the joy. That my family, we should enjoy serving God. Listen, if your home is not a home of joy, parents, I say you need to work on that. You need to work on that. Some of you need to lighten up. Some of you type A personalities are so worried about everything being perfect, everything being out of place. You need to go home today and just mess the pillows up on your couch. Just rearrange them. Open your curtains up and your blinds up. Leave the cabinets open for a little bit. I mean, just detox yourself right now. Enjoy life. Is your home a place where your children enjoy being at? Do your kids want to bring their friends to your house? I just thought, yeah. Because my home, if God is the center of my home, it should be a place of freedom, a place of joy, a place where, you know what, we love life and we love living for God. And this comes out of who we are. This is what we should do. Number three, I must plan to do it. You got to plan to do it. Luke 2:15 says, when the angels had left them, after announcing the good news of great joy, the shepherds said to one another, let's go to Bethlehem and see these things that have happened the Lord has told us about. You got a destiny in your heart. You're going to make a plan. That, you know what? I'm going to do it. I'm going to share the good news. Mark 16:15 says, Jesus said to his followers, go everywhere. Go everywhere in the world and tell the good news to everyone. That's the command we have, that we are to go everywhere and to tell the good news. That should be the joy of our salvation, is telling the good news is what's happened to us. And the world's not looking for something goofy, okay? They're not looking for you to pull up with a puppet in Walmart parking lot and say, hey, do you know Jesus? Now, if you're missing some little kids, I mean, that's one thing, but you know what I'm talking about. They're not looking for you to pull out a doll and push a button and it tells you the road to salvation, okay? People are not looking for something goofy. They're looking for something that's real. They want to look at your life and say, why are you happy? Why are you smiling? Why do you have the joy of the Lord in your life? That's what they want to know. That's the answers that we have in our heart. That the joy of our salvation spills over. People want to know that. That's going to make a bigger influence than anything else. It's the joy of the Lord in our life. How many of you own a business in here? How many business owners do we have here? Anybody own a business in here? Own your own, work for yourself? A couple of guys, okay? Let me ask you this. What's the best way to get customers to come into your store? Is it advertising? Word of mouth, isn't it? When someone else tells a friend, you know what, I enjoyed this product, I enjoyed shopping there, I enjoyed living, going there and doing business with them. When they tell their friend about it, you need to go check it out. That's the best advertising you can have. And the Christianity is still the best thing. It's not TBN's job to spread the joy of the world. Let me say it again. It's not Dish Network's job to spread the joy of the world around the world. It's first and foremost, that's a great tool, but the first and foremost, it's you and I's job to spread the joy of the Lord around. That's our job. That's what we were commanded to do, of spreading the joy. And it's got to be a part of who you are. So how do you do that? I say, just think of something that maybe this Christmas that you could do differently. What could you do to spread a little joy? Maybe it's bake some cookies for a couple of people in your neighborhood. And you and your family go over there and maybe sing a few Christmas carols to them and give them some cookies. Pastor, I don't sing. You know what? I'm right there with you. I am terrified. I told my wife this last night on the way home. I said, honey, I think we need to go sing some Christmas carols to our neighbors and maybe give them some cookies this year. She kind of laughed at me. What? You don't like to sing? I said, I know it. I can speak to you all day long. I can sing with this beautiful band and backup singers, but don't put me by myself singing, please. I'm terrified to sing by myself. And, you know, when there's only three or four of you singing and there's no music, you know, you really stand out. And so that's something I'm not very comfortable doing. But I want to push out and I want the joy of the Lord to spill out of our life. And so we talked about our family just going around the neighborhood. singing some Christmas carols to our neighbors and passing out some cookies. What could you do this year to spread the joy? Who could you pray for? God, give me an opportunity to let the joy of the Lord spill out this Christmas. What could you do to share the joy? Do you tear into your presents on Christmas morning like a bunch of cats going after a bowl of milk? You know, the fighting position, new kid. Or do you slow your kids down and say, you know what, we're going to open these gifts up in a little bit. But let's first talk about the meaning of Christmas and open up the Bible and read the Christmas story. We like to open the Bible and we like to, our kids all go around. They ask the questions. They tell me the Christmas story. Each one tells me what happened along the way. And we take time to remember. This is what are you doing to spread the joy? What are you doing to make sure that you keep the right thing in place? You've got a plan to do things. You know what? Besides Easter, next Sunday will be one of the most best Sundays to get people to come to church who maybe are looking to come to church. I told you the stats a while back about how the millions and millions of people in America do not have a church home, are not going to church anywhere in the U.S. And over half those people surveyed said, if somebody would ask me, I would go. And out of those millions of people, a lot of them are right here in this four-state area. There's people who are just waiting for someone to ask them. There's people who are just waiting for someone to ask them. So I challenge you this week, who can you ask to, hey, why don't you come and join us for our special Christmas service this Sunday morning? And they're going to take it out and give out Krispy Kremes to the community. It's going to be just a real, real good intimate time. Who could you invite? I mean, there's so much we can do. You got a plan. You got a plan ahead. Pray for those people. God, show me somebody I can invite. Show me people I need to invite in my neighborhood, in my family, in my job, in my school. Who is it that I need to invite this year? People are waiting for someone to invite them. Let me close with this thought right here. Number four, I must trust God. I must trust God. When spreading the joy, you must first trust God because it's His good news. It's His good news that I'm sharing. He's the one who brought this good news into being, into the world. Let's admit it. Sometimes it can be frustrating sharing the good news. You try to share the good news with somebody and they don't receive it right away. And that's frustrating, isn't it? When you try to tell them something good, they're like, I don't know. That's all good for you and all, but I don't think it'll change my marriage. I don't think it'll make a bit of difference in my children. I mean, you're like, yes, it will! You know what I'm talking about. You want to tie them down and spoon feed them, you know. Take us, Jesus, man. In our own nature, that's the way we want to do it sometimes. I mean, there's some boneheads. Don't you remember out there? But let me tell you this. How many remember when you were a bonehead? I was a big bonehead. I can remember being a big bonehead. I can remember being a big bonehead myself, man. And you know, it's, well, I love that no one ever gave up on me. People didn't give up on me. And I say to you, don't give up. Don't give up. I got to trust in God and believe it that I'm called to share the good news. Romans 8:25 says, if we must keep trusting God for something that hasn't happened yet, it teaches us to wait patiently and confidently. In other words, don't give up. When I share the good news and someone doesn't receive it right away, if they don't come right away, don't give up. God's teaching me patience, and God's working on them. So my part is to tell others. Notice it said to tell. He said to tell. He said, we're going to tell the good news. Notice what it didn't say. It didn't say sell, did it? It didn't tell you to say, hey, friends, welcome down to the swing. You know, used car salesman. He never told us to be a used car salesman with a big gimmick, you know, kicking it. He never told us to do that. We're not to sell the gospel. We're to tell the gospel. Okay? My job is just to share the good news. God's part is to change lives. My part is to tell others. God's part is to change their life, simply put. And only God can do that. You can't change a life. You can only tell. You can only share. Then God comes and He works in their life what you say. The last scripture here says, I pray that as you share your faith with others, it will grip their lives too as they see the wealth of good things in you that have come from Christ Jesus. I pray that as you share your faith with others, it will grip their lives also as they see the wealth of good things in you that have come from Christ Jesus. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Christmas is almost here. Are you sharing the joy? Are you allowing yourself to share the joy of your salvation? Are you allowing yourself to share the good news? Let's bow our heads this morning. First of all, as you bow your heads, I want to ask you this question. You say, Pastor, you're talking about the joy of our salvation and sharing the good news. First of all, I just need to accept that joy first in my life by just making God first. I need to ask Him to be Lord of my life. I've never accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. Or maybe you have, and it was a long time ago, and you did that, but you haven't lived for Him in a long time, and today you say, Pastor, I want to come back, and I want to refocus my life back again on Him. I want to get my priorities straight and begin to live for God once again in my life. If that's you here, and nobody's looking around, but it all starts right here. You can't give something you don't have. And so today you say, I want to receive that, Pastor. Can you just raise your hand? No one's looking but me. You say, today's my day. I will not embarrass you in any way, but I want to make sure you have that chance. Can you just raise your hand? That's me. Raise it high where I can see it. No one's looking but me. Thank you. Anybody else today? Thank you. Anybody else says, that's me, Pastor. I want to experience Jesus today. Today's my day. Today's my day. I'm ready to receive my free gift of salvation. Anybody else want to join those two who raised their hand today? Anybody else say, today I want to make that decision? Can you raise it high if you have not raised your hand yet? One more time. All right. Before we go any further today, let's pray this prayer. And I want to ask you that we all would pray this prayer together. Let's say it out loud. So, dear Jesus, forgive me my sins. Be Lord of my life. I give you everything I am. All my dreams, all my hurt, all my pain, I give to you. Come into my life. I will live for you. I confess you as Lord. In Jesus' name. Today, if you prayed that prayer for the first time, or maybe you recommitted your life, we say welcome to the family of God. Let's give them a hand clap, yeah. If you raised your hand today, before you leave, in the very back, we have some packets for you. It's got a free Bible and some other material in there. We're going to give you just what to do next and things to happen. We say if you don't have a church home, that we welcome you here. It's very important that you get connected with people who support you in your decision today, who can encourage you and help feel that joy in your life today. Let's all stand together. And I just want to pray for you a closing prayer. And then my closing prayer today is very simple. It's that God would allow the joy of your salvation to overflow in your life. And that we would realize that that's what Christmas is about. It's about joy to the world and me allowing that joy to spill in my life. And some of you here today, you've been challenged because you realize that your attitude hasn't reflected the joy of the Lord. And that you can't tell somebody they need to change when yourself has got a bad attitude. You don't have the joy of the Lord in your life. So I'm going to pray for you today that the joy of the Lord would be your strength and overflow in your life. Father, in Jesus' name today, I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, which came and gave us joy. Just gave us joy to the world. The Lord has come. Peace on earth. Father, you have given us your joy, the good news of the gospel. And Father, if you had changed our life, and it's our responsibility to go out and tell others how you've changed our life, to live it through our testimony of everyday living, and to share with those who ask us, why are you happy? Why are you smiling? Why are you in a good mood? We can simply say, because I'm a Christian, and God has changed my life. Why is your marriage strong? Because I'm a Christian, and we've made a commitment to stick things out. Why are you having a good attitude about Christmas? Because I realize that it's about Jesus coming. God, you would change our attitude from our heart outward. That God, the joy of our salvation will be full today. That we can let it overflow in the restaurants we go to today. May people see the joy of our salvation. When we go to work tomorrow, may people see the joy of our salvation. And we say together, amen and amen. We'll see you tonight at 6 o'clock for the dinner. Those of you, listen, those of you over from here, over, if you can stack your chairs up row by row, we would greatly appreciate that. Not this side right here in the center section and on my left right here. Let's stack our chairs up and put them in stacks. That will help us out greatly. Thank you.